welcome to Voices of Freedom.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's great to have you here this morning. We're always excited to talk to you about Jesus. I believe that Jesus is the creator of the universe. I believe that Jesus spoke all that we know here in this world into existence in about a six-day period. So when we stop and think about all the plans that Jesus has for us, we need to realize that it's not a small thing. The commitment that we're making to Jesus is not a small thing. The lack of commitment that we make to Jesus could be a very big thing when we leave this world sometimes. So I want you to be aware of those kinds of things, because in all that you and I are doing here, we have to really be careful, because sometimes we're adding things to the Bible. We're taking things away from the Bible. And it says in Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19, there's a curse for that. Now, I don't want to get into your Bible doctrine or what your church believes or your denomination, because we are way out there in left field on a lot of crazy stuff. But I want to simplify this thing for you this morning. I want you to understand that in everything that's going on out here, okay, there's some things about the Bible that you can know. They're written down. We're going to give you the verses this morning. We're going to read the verses to you, and we're going to pray like crazy that you understand what you need to know to start a relationship with Jesus. Now, is it as simple as just saying the words after me? No. But if you were hear these words and they apply to your heart, there's nothing for you to talk to Jesus and say, Jesus, I do believe those words. I do want to give this thing to Jesus Christ. And I do want to be in heaven with you one day forever. I've tried my life my way and it hadn't worked out. Or I've tried my life my way, you know, it is working out, but I still see I have a need for eternity. So either way, there is a need for Jesus Christ. So let's just start with a basic concept. A lot of people get the idea that God loves you. Now, what do you mean a lot of people get the idea? Well, a lot of people think God loves you so much that he is going to allow you some kind of special treatment. Well, God cannot allow special treatment. You say, well, that's not what I heard. I heard God loves me and this and that and all kinds of stuff. Listen, if there were a way to get to heaven without suffering, if there was a way for Jesus to pay the price for the sin debt without his suffering, his death, and his resurrection, then maybe we'd have something to talk about. But if I go through life and I'm never willing to accept the concept of Jesus Christ suffering for me, bleeding, being shamed for me, being hung on a cross for me, going into the grave, coming out of that grave on the third and glorious day, walking around here so people could see he was for real, and ascending to the right hand of the Father, if I can't grasp that, I'm never going to get saved. Now, the thing is, you don't have to put on your Indiana Jones hat and go investigate this. All you've got to do is to believe it. That's all you've got to do. This is not a difficult situation. And sometimes people look at the idea of getting saved and say, well, it's too simple. It's not a simple process for the one who paid the sin debt. And that's what the love of God is all about. And it talks about it in John 3:16. Most of you could quote that. That's probably the most quoted Bible verse in the world, but let's just take a quick look. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What about that? He loved everybody. He wanted everyone to have an opportunity to go to heaven. He sent the best he had, his very own Son, to die for you. Okay, so that you wouldn't perish. What's perish? Perish is leaving this world without Jesus Christ. Perish is to leave this world and to realize hell is real. So in Luke 16:18, when I read about that letter from hell, guess what I can do? I can look across the great divide, and there it is. I'm going to see heaven from hell. Now, I mean, how's it going to be? I don't know. I'm just reading that letter. That's the letter Jesus gave us. They call it a parable. I say if it's in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, I'd say Jesus cannot lie. So that letter is exactly the way it will be for those in hell. You will see heaven, and you will be in such torment that it won't do you any good. So in Romans 5:8, let me give you another thing here. Because it says in John 3:16, believe. Doesn't say prove. Doesn't say what you think. See, we got everybody thinking nowadays. Everybody, well, I think this. Listen, this Bible has been researched out. There's a bunch of really sharp people that have spent millions and millions of dollars to expound this Bible to where just about anybody who wants to understand it can understand it. And if we don't study it all and we don't take it all as God's Word, we're in trouble. I already read that verse in Revelation 22. But look here, Romans 5:8, let me give you another one about the love of God. It says, God commended his love toward us. God showed us his love. How did he show it toward us? In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What does that mean? It means that I was a sinner. God knew it. God knew we were all sinners from Adam and Eve on forward. And he still sent the very best, a lamb without spot, without blemish, to die on the cross for me. Isn't that something? Why did he do it? He did it because he loved you. So how would I ever expect, when Jesus sent his only begotten Son to bleed, suffer, die, be shamed for you, how do you think there would be any way in this world, how would there be any way in this world that you're going to get around, okay, acknowledging who Jesus is to get to heaven? You see, there wouldn't be any way. In fact, it would make God look bad to have sent his Son to suffer if there was another way for you to get into heaven. Now, have you ever thought about that? Because that's a scary situation, okay? That is a terrible, scary situation. Now, I see that God loves me. John 3:16, Romans 5:8, it's clear as it's ever going to be. But I've got to come to a point, which I came to in March of 1997, where I realized exactly what Brooke Lunsford was. He was the worst sinner that you have ever seen in your life. So, Romans 3:23, I look here and I see that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You follow me? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, I mean, I'm just one more sinner. The lost person is just one more sinner. Well, you don't know what he's done. He's just one more sinner. Well, he's an alcoholic. He's just one more sinner. He's a drug addict. He's one more sinner. He's a killer. He's one more sinner. He's an abuser, a child abuser, a pedophile, or whatever. He's one more sinner. See, that's what he is. And the same thing in Romans 3:10. If I back up a few verses, as it is written, Paul says, there is none righteous. No, not one. Let me explain this thing to you. You may think you're the gift of gifts to everybody, but when it comes to standing against the pure judgment of the Almighty, perfect God in heaven, you are nothing. You are absolutely nothing. And I'm telling you right now, if you're not careful, you're going to go out of this world with some kind of cocked up thought about, you know, I'm as good as anybody else. You know, well, I'm as good as them Christians at that church. Well, I'm as good as that denomination. Well, that denomination's right. You know, whatever you're thinking, if you'll notice, these are personal things, okay? These are personal. All have sinned. It's a universal judgment on sin that God put a curse on this earth when Adam and Eve sinned in Genesis 3:15. So we all fell guilty to the curse. We've all been born with the sin nature. Now what's the answer? Well, I'm glad you asked, because we've started to realize something here, hadn't we? We're sinners. We're going to go to hell, okay? Now, you say, well, I don't know if I believe it. Well, I think it's Romans 6:23. I think we'll come to it here in a minute. But the thing is, the wages of sin is death. So if I go through and I work a job for a week, I get a paycheck on Friday. If I go through the normal course of events from the time I'm born and I never come to Jesus Christ, the wages, the earnings, what I have earned from all the crazy is this, that the wages of my sin is going to earn me death. What's what I want? Death and hell. Well, what in the world would I be wanting with death and hell, right? Well, here it is, okay? The wages of sin is death. That's what you earned. But the gift of God, it's a gift. Eternal life through Christ our Lord, Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. So what am I looking at here? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How do I get it? I go through Jesus. What does that mean to go through? But I mean, there's terms and words that, you know, I mean, I'll be as honest as I can be. I didn't know what this stuff meant 20 years ago. Saved? What's saved? How did, you know, I didn't realize I needed saved. Saved from what? My sins. Why saved from my sins? Because my personal sins are going to put me in a personal hell. But the universal love God showed toward us that in the while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us to give us a way back to Jesus Christ. So we should be excited today. So there's a remedy for sin. It's the only remedy in the universe. You better get on it. Because there's power in this thing. In John chapter 1, verse 12, it reads like this. But as many as received Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So where are we at in all this? As many as receive Jesus. You can't receive Oprah, can't receive Buddha, can't receive Muhammad, whatever. You can do anything you want to do. But to inherit the eternal life, I must believe on the Son of God. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God. Do you not want to become the son or daughter of God today? Of course we do. It's a thought that I can't live it. It's a thought that there's too much going on in life. It's a thought that all these thoughts are going through my mind. See where we're going with it? Now, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Here's the deal. Okay. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he arose the third day according to the Scriptures. Paul is doing what you and I are commissioned to do. Our job is not to reinvent the wheel. Our job is not to come up with a new way. Our job is to deliver to other people what Brooke Lunsford got from Jesus Christ in March of 1997. What did he get? What did he get? Well, I tell you what I got. I got relief. I got saved. I got out of hell. I got a realization that God himself will live in my heart and clean up things that I couldn't clean up, and stop things that I couldn't stop, and take me to places that I couldn't go to, and help me to realize that there was a reason for me to be a Christian. And the number one reason is what Paul says right here, to deliver to you what I have already received. It's my job to deliver to you the information necessary to believe on Jesus Christ. We've had believe already there in John 1:12. We have believe in John 3:16. We have believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe it. Boy, it's an easy way to believe, but it's going to change your life if you believe and you get into a Bible teaching church and you commit yourself to Jesus Christ. Believe it, I'm telling you. Believe it. Now, well, sounds good, preacher. It's Wednesday morning. I'll get you Sunday morning and get saved. No, you won't. No, you won't. If you've heard the gospel this morning, which you have, you can respond to Jesus Christ wherever you're hearing this message today. Because Jesus doesn't want you to put it off, because that's the master plan of the devil. Hey, we know Jesus is real. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody wants to go to heaven. But listen, you're too young to get saved. You're too young to give up the wildlife. You're too young to do this. You're too young. You're too old. You're too stupid. You're too smart. You're too whatever. Well, let me explain something to you. Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." If something's telling you in your heart right now that you need to make a move for Jesus Christ, that knocking that's going on in your heart is Jesus Christ. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. Any man, any woman, any child, any time. Can you grasp it just a little bit? See, Jesus loves you more than anything in the world. There's nothing that Jesus Christ wouldn't do for you. You follow me? Jesus has a master plan, and it's so much better than your plan. And it's funny how it works, because as I measure the plan Jesus has for me against the plan I had for myself, it's not the same plan. But as I get into the assurances and the promises of the Bible, and I learn the responsibility, which my responsibility is to preach to people. Am I the yeller and the screamer? And no. It's to deliver this in a way that you can understand it. It's to deliver this in a way that you can apply it to your heart and you can take Jesus wherever you want to take him. I know we make things simple or too difficult, but it doesn't have to be on this, okay? Now, let's go down here just a little bit further here. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice." You're hearing the voice of Jesus this morning. Oh, Lunsford, you're thinking too much of yourself. I'm not talking about Lunsford. Any time that a preacher or a teacher is reading or studying or giving you God's word, you follow me? Any time you're hearing from the mouth of Jesus Christ himself. Now, if I add my part to it, then I'm going to be in for some real damnation somewhere down the line. If I start telling you what Lunsford thinks, see, some people would have you think my preaching is dry. But what happens to me is when I get to studying something, I don't have time for cute stories in my stuff, because guess what? The power of God is so great that he doesn't need me diluting his word with my funny stories. You know what I'm saying? Let me give you another. It says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," in Romans 10:13. So guess what? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Isn't that pretty big? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So it's not about how much money mommy and daddy have. It's not about mommy and daddy being a preacher or a deacon or a whatever in church. Hey, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Save me, Lord. This might be all it takes. Save me, Lord, a sinner. Save me, Lord. I need some relief. That's what my prayer was. I'll be honest with you. Listen, we can be saved and be saved right now. Wherever you're listening today, make a decision for Jesus. Start a relationship with Jesus. I've got a little spot here on this Gideon Bible where it says that you can confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord. Listen, you can write that in your heart right now. Jesus Christ is your answer. Follow me? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He loves you, and he wants a relationship with you. Let me tell you something in Romans 10:9. It says, if thou shalt confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You believe it? There it is. If thou shalt confess with the mouth, Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See, it's about believing. And it's believing in the heart. Oh, there's head knowledge all over creation. Man, oh man. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. See, I'm in death if I'm not saved, but I can be passed unto life. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing ye might have life through his name. Might have life through his name. That's the only way you're going to get it. Have a great day. God bless.